Hello and welcome to The Couch, ABC Radio National's weekly streaming and TV guide. My name is Jason DeRosso and it's my pleasure to welcome, as I do every week, once again to The Couch, TV critic Wenli Ma. Hi, Wenli.
Hello.
We're talking about love this week.
Oh, love is in the air.
Youngish love.
Or love is in the algorithm.
Yes, that's right. Two shows that are really pulling very hard on all the emotional levers. My question to you to begin is, when you think about romance, whether romantic comedy or drama or somewhere in between, where do you put romance in the kind of hierarchy of genres on the small screen at the moment?
I think it's up there. There's a real resurgence for romantic stories at the moment, and not just like wholesome romance, but also sexy times.
Very sexy times. Well, that would be how I'd describe the first show that we're talking yes. about this week, which is from the US. This is about romance on campus. And although it's called Off Campus, maybe you could explain to me why it's called Off Campus, but let's have a bit of a taste. This is a show, one of two shows today that are both inspired by books, about a kind of bookish, studious young woman and her, there's a couple of guys in the mix, maybe more than that.
Maybe more.
The show is called, as I said, Off Campus. Here is a taste of the trailer.
If we're going to convince anyone that we're hooking up, you can't blush whenever I come near you.
You're very sure of yourself.
What's wrong, Graham?
You said we needed practice.
Last week, you didn't even know her name. Sometimes people sneak up on you.
Oh, my God. Justin's here.
Be cool. Watch the player, not the puck, Wellesley.
What the hell does that mean?
It means trust me.
You have to take a risk. What are you afraid of?
What do you want, Wellesley?
First of all, who is this for, this show?
I mean, ostensibly it's for young adults and teens, but it's very much for, I think, women and wider audiences of all ages. So this came out on Friday and I know two people who've already watched it twice, the whole thing over, twice over. One is in her early 40s, the other one is in her mid-30s.
So what does that say about them? What does that say about the show, do you think?
I think it says that there are lots of audiences who are hungry for something that is romantic, escapist, a little bit horny. And I think it also says the show is very smart in knowing that that is what, you know, that what's going to hit right now. Like, it is a big thing on social media. You can see all these clips from the show already just making the rounds on TikTok and Instagram. How much of that is organic? How much of that is marketing? You know, that's up in the air. But I think it very much fits into a demand right now. I mean, this is, I think, coded a bit younger than Heated Rivalry, which of course was that big sexy times romance, queer romance that was big end of last year.
Also featured hockey.
Featured hockey players. So I think that's where the comparisons are going to come a lot out of. But also The Summer I Turned Pretty, which was another Prime Video. That one I think is coded much younger as well. YA romance that Amazon had last year where they had like screening parties that just popped up that wasn't brand organized. That was just like people were so enthusiastic that they wanted to get together and watch it.
What is the story here? What's the synopsis of Off Campus?
So this is at American University. You've got a music student who has a crush on another music student, and she comes across this star hockey player who wants her to tutor him, and she's like, well, why would I do that? And he comes up with a plot, which is like, why don't I fake being your boyfriend, because you're never going to get the other guy to notice you unless he feels jealous, which I think is a little bit regressive, but there it is. But of course, in classic romantic genre tropes, the two of them, the hockey player and the music student, Hannah and Garrett, then start to fall for each other.
Yeah.
I think the first three episodes are very slow going, but it really hits around episode four. It's a little long, but there are some episodes in the middle there that are really actually very good. It was much better than I thought it was going to be.
It's very punchy, isn't it?
It is. And it's also very like, you know, you've got a pop music soundtrack, you've got all these very attractive people. There's a big ensemble cast of even more attractive people.
Ella Bright, who is the lead young woman. She played a young Kate Middleton in The Crown, I noticed. Otherwise, I hadn't seen her before. She's kind of a very fresh face.
She is. She was in a TV adaptation, a Canadian one, of Mallory Towers' books, the Enid Blyton books, but that's really been like her thing. And I didn't recognise the dude at all. I think his name is Belmont.
Belmont Camelli. Yeah, and then Camelli. There's an Australian, Josh Hewson, who's Asian-Australian. Sorry.
He's been in Heartbreak High. He's been in the Dune TV
in
series.
The Dune TV series, yeah. He's really good too. I mean, yeah, this is a very red-blooded, very sexy, steamy, pretty serious. I mean, it's knowing.
It is. And I actually think it's done a very good job in tackling some harder issues because...
I was going to say, you know, does it tackle these issues about sex and campus life and harassment and, you know, these kinds of issues that we speak about a lot?
Yeah, it does because Ella has a history where she was sexually assaulted in high school and that comes up and that's part of the dynamic between her and Garrett in terms of like helping her kind of be more comfortable in her bodies and her desire, but just being able to sort of reconcile with that experience.
Okay, so Off Campus, it's based on Ellie Kelly's books, which needless to say, I haven't read.
I haven't read them, but one of my best friends, one of the people who have seen the whole series twice, has read three of them in like the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
So apparently they're very easy to get through.
All right, Off Campus is streaming on Prime Video, 8 one-hour episodes. We are not turning our backs on love. We are not closing our hearts. We're staying with romance with this next show, though I would say this next show is almost diametrically opposite to Off Campus. It's from Ireland. It's called Leonard and Hungry Paul. Very different.
Very different. Very sweet. Very earnest. Very gentle. I think it is almost like slow TV. It's very gentle. It kind of just, you know, ambles along and brings you with it. It's about two young men in their mid-30s, so we're about 10 years older in the characters. And they're both introverts, you know, they don't really do that much. They have these seemingly small lives. One of them is a part-time postal worker. The other one works for like a publishing company where he's essentially never credited for the work that he does. And they get together in the evenings and they play board games.
Here's a clip.
Did you see the documentary on Edwin Hubble last night?
No, I missed it.
The expansion and contraction of the universe. It's a lot to digest.
I can never get that right in my encyclopedias. How do you explain to children that eventually everything's going to snap back like an elastic
into a tiny full stop? It's the expansion that really bothers me. You know, Mother Nature pushing everything away from everything else. It's hardly maternal.
It's like the universe is expanding to get away from us, leaving us more alone and our world feeling smaller until...
Yahtzee! Sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah, it's got a nice sense of humour, I think. It's quite dry. But I want to ask, is this show about young love or is it about young friendship or, you know, love in your 30s or friendship in your 30s? Is this a bait and switch?
I think it's both. I think it's about friendship. I think it's about love, but I think it's also about yourself. I think it's about especially Leonard, the main character, trying to be okay with his world expanding. I mean, both of these characters also have these incredibly close relationships to their mothers. And I think they're portrayed as people who have been sort of coddled and kept in the home and have felt very comfortable and then also uncomfortable to step beyond those borders. And that clip there, that perfectly illustrates the rhythm and the pacing of the show in that it is, you know, it doesn't want to push you out either. But both of these characters have these things happen to them or meet people where they have to step outside of what they've been comfortable with.
Well, Leonard's mum dies in the first episode, yeah, doesn't she? So I think the groundwork has already been set up by that huge event for the rest of, these are 5 30-minute episodes,
six.
I think. Six, right. Nice to see Derry Girls' Jamie Lee O'Donnell here as an early love interest.
Yes,
and a very different kind
very of... Very different. Very much more low-key energy. She's so frantic in Derry Girls.
Yeah.
I mean, she's you know, she's so distinct that you recognize her immediately, but you're just like, wow, there you go, a completely different side.
Now, this stars Alex Lawther, who played the young Alan Turing in The Imitation Game. Don't remember him. Laurie Kinnaston, I've kind of never seen him before, but they're both good. Yeah.
Yeah. Laurie Kinnaston, I don't know very well. Alex Lawther's been in a few different things. Yeah, The Imitation Game, but also some Netflix series. I think he was in a show called The End of the Effing World. But he's normally quite a dry character. And I think even this is even still more pared back.
It made me think how seldom I see, especially Alex's character, you know, to see a man looking like this. He like dresses very neatly. He speaks softly. So looking like this, talking like this. I think some audiences will think he's being coded queer here, but he's not. And it made me think, how perhaps on screen we've seen this narrowing of possibilities for straight men on screen in recent times, but also maybe for queer men as well. And I don't know, do you think we've regressed in a sense? And this show is, do you think other people will sort of perhaps at first see this show and wonder if it's these are queer characters?
Yeah, especially if you're thinking of shows like, say, Heartstopper, which are, you know, another YA teen romance, and that's a queer one, and that's actually a really beautiful show. We do tend to have, you know, like last week we were talking about these muscular dad action genres, and that tends to be sort of the type now, and I think this is a really lovely show to sort of break through that.
Yeah. And even male friendship, you don't see that much like that. I mean, this is completely different to Off Campus.
Yeah, it is. But it is also, it's a different experience for young people. It's a different rhythm, I think, as well. And it is about people who, I mean, the thing that connects them, not just the romance subplots or plots, is that it is about young people finding their way.
Yeah. Okay. Leonard and Hungry Paul. And it is streaming for free, 6 half-hour episodes on ABC iView. Well, that is it for another episode of The Couch. It's time to get up and go outside and touch the grass, as my younger people in my life say.
Touch the grass? Mm. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So, but it's been a pleasure. Once again, Wendy Ma, thanks.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again very soon with another episode of The Couch in about a week's time. See ya.
Bye.